Okay, Ma'aseres Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. These Mishnayos are going to discuss that beyond what we said before about each fruit or vegetable needing a gemar malacha, a final stage by which it's going to be obligated in tithes, some of these items also have a final stage that's external to the production of the item, but more focusing on your behavior or things you as a consumer or merchant are going to do. So for example, Haya over b'shuk, if one was passing through a marketplace, va'amar, and he says to a group of people, listen, t'lu lechem te'enim, take some figs to eat over here, take some figs. Ochlim uptorim, they could take the figs, and they're pater from having to separate tithes. Now, the reason the figs are allowed over here, it's not because we have any more trust in the owner of separating, and the commentaries in the Mishnah comment that over here, you're talking about an Ama Aretz. Ama Aretz is someone who doesn't really know the laws too well, doesn't know too much about what they're supposed to be doing. We have certain rules about an Ama Aretz. The rabbis ordained that the produce that's bought from an Ama Aretz has to be treated as not tithed, untithed. The reason being, because there's a minority that did not tithe their produce. And even if he claims to have tithed it. However, truma, that the rabbis did not obligate you to separate from my produce. Demai is stuff you don't know the status of it. Why? All Amaratzes were careful to separate truma. Another rule is that the rabbis allowed the owner of the demai, the unknown status stuff, to keep the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Ani that one would separate, because it could be that the Amaretz did separate the right tithes. And again, as we said, the majority of Amaretzes they do separate the right tithes. And the issue that he has of giving this tithe now to a Levi and to the poor person, which is the Meiser Ani, well, that's a monetary issue. And therefore, when it comes to monetary, that's hamotzi mechavero alav araya. The burden of proof is on the person making a claim against them. It's got nothing to do with our concern. So, I over b'shuk, if Am Aretz is passing through the market and he says to a bunch of people, t'lu lechem teim, here, take some figs. Ochlim b'kturim, they could eat some figs, not because we trust the owner, we don't rely on the Am Aretz, but rather they could eat them because we assume that the obligation has not kicked in yet. Therefore, im hechnisu lebateim. But if they bring the figs into their houses, misaknim vadai. They definitely have to take off trumas and maaseres. They definitely have to fix it, because at that point, it's their final destination. It's the real clincher. If he says to them, tlu lechem, tlu vehechnisu lebateichem, take the figs and bring them into your houses. That case is different. Lo yachlu mehem. All right, they can't even eat from it casually. Why? Well, presumably what's going on here is the Ama Aretz told those who are receiving the figs that they can eat it at home. Bringing the figs home would definitely lock in the tithing obligation. And he's trying to, him saying that is trying to indicate that he hasn't done anything yet. Lefikach im hechnisu lebateim. If they bring it to their house, eina misakna demai. If they bring the figs into their house, they fix them as if they are considered demai, meaning they have to take off the maaseres, but not the trumas. Haya yoshrim b'sharo b'chanos. If they were sitting, a group of people were sitting in a gateway or in a store. Va'amar, and the owner of the area said, tlu lechem teinim. Listen, the owner of the store, the gateway, take some figs for yourself. Ochlum b'turin, they can eat the figs, and they're pater from Maiseris, Trumas of Maiseris. Ubal hasharu bal nechonos chayavim, and the owner of the gate area or the store is going to be chayav. Reb Yehuda says pater, he says they're exempt. Ad shiach zeres panav. The figs are totally exempt from tithing unless the owner turns his face away. O ad shiyashane mokom yeshivaso, or he changes the place where he was sitting. The reason being is because at that point he is locking in that this is his final stage. His final stage, they're complete, there's nothing else going to be happening. He's taking them in isolation, and therefore obligation of tithes does kick in.